I'm Omar Mahmoud, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, Disenchanted Yet? Bill Maher finds a quick way to tell you the women who have been groped by Trump. John Oliver tells us why the third-party candidates aren't very serious. Jimmy Fallon wonders how voting will feel on November 8th. And the cast of Saturday Night Live recaps the second presidential debate. All this and more in today's Punchlines.
To the second and worst ever presidential debate. I'm Martha Raddatz.
And I'm Edison Cooper. And before we begin, we just need to do one last thing.
Oh, much better. Now let's get this nightmare started. Please help us welcome the candidates, Republican nominee Donald Trump, and can we say this yet?
Probably fine.
President Hillary Clinton.
To save time, who here has not been groped by Donald Trump?
And get this, Hillary Clinton's campaign manager said that based on early voting, they expect this election to have the largest voter turnout in American history. That's right. More people than ever will go to the polls for their chance to say, I guess.
This disenchantment may explain the high interest in America's third parties. Because when your two main options are depressing, any third choice seems good. If you're at a KFC Taco Bell and you see a bunch of pigeons eating something in the parking lot, you might well think, hang on, what have they got over there?
I mean, I wish I could tell you how many women it is who are making accusations, but I haven't refreshed my server in 10 minutes. I mean, my phone is blowing up. It's a Samsung. That's different, but...
Jill Stein recorded several albums as part of a 90s folk rock band called Somebody's Sister, and you don't get to not hear what they sound like. Jill, that is a very bad song. For a start, Silent Thunder is nothing. You're describing silence.
But see, the problem for Donald Trump with all these accusers is that there is a corroborating witness, Donald Trump.
To Gary Johnson, the two-term governor of New Mexico and the man who in most photographs seems to be around 80% sure that he is running for president.
And now he's outraged that women have come forward. How dare you claim I did the things I claim I do?
Hello. My question is, do you feel that you're modeling appropriate and positive behavior for today's youth?
Hi, Patrice. Let me start by walking over to you just as I practiced. Right, left, right, left, right, left, plant, speak. Patrice, you're a teacher?
No.
You have kids?
No.
You like kids?
No.
You've seen kids?
Yeah.
Okay, great. We're bonding already. Oh, my friend Patrice. Patrice, I strive to be a positive role model for all children. Children like my daughter Chelsea and my granddaughter Chelsea Jr.
Mr. Trump, same question. Do you feel you're modeling appropriate and positive behavior for today's youth?
No. Next.
And this is not even the worst of it, because, in my opinion, by his own admission, Donald Trump said, with the corroboration of a lot of people, that with the teen Miss USA, the teen Miss USA pageant, he used to walk in unannounced into the girls' dressing room, as if models need another reason to throw up.
All right, let's move on. Our next question is from Ken Karpowitz.
Thank you. I've got a boring one. The Affordable Care Act is not affordable. What will you do to bring the cost down and make coverage better?
Well, Ken, that's a great question. I agree that Obamacare can be improved, Ken. But, Ken, it does have its benefits. Number one, insurance companies can't deny you coverage because of a pre-existing condition. Number two, no lifetime limits, which, you know, is a big deal if you have serious health problems. And number three...
That's right, Trump said that he wants to give back to the country he loves. Then people said there's always that other way to give back to your country. Pay your damn taxes.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.